A labor legend who shaped working life for decades of McLean County residents is about to finally take some time off himself. John Penn is retiring from his Midwest VP role with the Laborers International. Prior to that, he was a leader with Laborers Local 362 and was chair of the McLean County Democrats. Penn learned the importance of safe working conditions at a young age. He tells WGLT's Ryan Denham his first job was as a 15-year-old flagger on a local road construction project. That was in the early 1960s.
Back in them days, it's not a stop and go. It's actually a 12-inch stick with a red flag on the end of it, and you waved it for people to let them know you were there. And then if you wanted to stop, you held it down at an angle. Going 60 miles an hour, they're not paying no attention to a flag at an angle. I remember jumping off that road probably four, five, six different times to avoid from being hit by traffic. So I definitely remember that, my first experience as a flag person.
So fast forward to 1979, your business manager at that time for the Laborers Local 362, and one of your guys, a guy named Gerald Smith, was struck and killed while flagging at a construction project on I-55 in Normal. And you shut down all of the highway jobs in the area to protest unsafe conditions. What do you remember about that?
It was our fifth flag person that we died in five consecutive years. So shame on me for waiting four more men died. But we did shut the job down. We had the operator 649 support. We had the finishers support and the laborers. And we shut down the whole Veterans Parkway and 55 South. So in come the Federal Department of Transportation, Illinois Department of Transportation, State Police, OSHA, and everybody said it's safe, go back to work. And our position was, we're going to a funeral tomorrow, it's not safe. Gordy Ropp, state rep, and Bill Anderson, county coroner, and myself met with IDOT, and they came up with a new system of signs. They went from the black and orange signs, it says construction ahead, flagman ahead, 45 mile an hour speed limit ahead. That's not enforceable by the state police to give a speeding ticket. So the black and white sign says 70 miles an hour, and the black and orange sign says 45 miles an hour. You can blow right through there 70 miles an hour and not get a speeding ticket. So that's why now you see signs that goes 55, 70, 55, 45, black and white. They also put a policeman in the work zone, so they also enforce that. So those are the two main things we got out of that was the black and white signs and state police. And it's worked. We still, it's very dangerous out there. We still lose people on the highway, but it has reduced the numbers, but one is one too many.
Before all this, you served in the Air Force and spent 23 months in Southeast Asia during Vietnam. What did you learn during that time that you brought back with you for your job with the laborers?
You know, you're meeting people from different walks of life. And everywhere I went, we were a four-person outfit. I was always with Latino and Black constantly. I was actually the only male Caucasian in my unit almost everywhere I went. So you met you got to know background from people from different walks of life. I ended up learning martial art, which was a major play for me, and just the knowledge of being around people that come from a different walk of life and making sure we had each other's back all the time. Because when you're in Southeast Asia, you're subject to Korea, we weren't fighting, but you're still subject to go to war. Vietnam is a totally different battle.
Solving workplace issues, there are a lot of sides and a lot of stakeholders, a lot of personal connections. How intentional were you in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s about getting laborers more involved in civic life in Bloomington Normal?
We stayed inside labor, I want to say. The building trades kind of did it. And what we did, we expanded to the point, let's get a hold of management and work with management, let them know we're out here. Nobody was tooting our horn about building O'Neill Ballpark or a monument. So we would make sure that when we went to an association that they knew the laborers were in the room. We did it with membership, not with leadership. And again, I think it's important that the the person that you're talking to all of a sudden says, well, I saw that young man, his kid plays ball with my kid, or he's a soccer coach or a softball coach. All of a sudden, we're laborers in their room. And it changed the image of who we were. And that was important because I know every 2 years the Chamber of Commerce would put two new people on the EDC board. And it's like a filling out, like you're sitting down with a union official and a Democrat, and, you know, they're uncomfortable. And within 3 or 4 meetings, everybody's comfortable. We're enjoying one another. We're exchanging stories. And we work together. So this community always did have an open door policy with organized labor.
This last job you had with the Laborers International, you know, took you all over the Midwest. How are you feeling now about the state of labor in Illinois?
I represent 10 states. And my states are Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska. And so these people have no workers' rights. Every day, the politicians go and create more laws to keep the union from being a person who has the right to join a union. So to live in this state and have the rights that we have in this state and to have the elected officials that look after the American worker or the citizens in this state, we're very proud of that. So we could not afford to think that this state may end up being like the regular work states around us.
In addition to the laborers, John, you also spent 34 years as chair of the McLean County Democrats up until 2018, at a time when this is a pretty red county. So what was that like?
I don't think I changed it that much as a county chairman. I do think that these young men and women that run the party here the last 6 years have done a great, great job. They're getting more and more people involved. I think we held our own. But we weren't gaining, and that didn't mean that the officers and men and women that were precinct committeemen and officers, they worked very, very hard. But we were up against a pretty strong establishment of people that were tied to the Republican Party. But again, we broke that ice too. We worked very close with the party. Then we knew, you know, we weren't going to win countywide. We knew we could win at the city council. We elected Mike Matika, Tom Whalen, Rich Weingruber, 3 labor leaders at the Blaine City Council. We've elected people at the Town of Normal. So we were making inroads night and day compared to what we did, you know, the energy that this party has today. But I didn't have the Donald Trump as somebody that could draw energy to the men and women and youth. I think if I had Donald Trump back in the 70s and 80s, it'd been a difference.
You've had to play well with others over the years, with people that you disagree with Republicans, with business leaders. A lot of people can't really do that. How did you do it?
One thing, and I get jokingly criticized on this, I never say anything bad about a person at the end of the day. And so you could sit here right now and make me mad as hell about something, but I'm going to find something good that you sit down or done, and that's going to be my last comment. And one thing I've learned from my father and other people, you leave the door open. If I walk out here, even though we disagree, but we're on terms, I see you in a restaurant, I walk up to you and speak to you and your wife, and I'm walking away, your wife says, who is that? Oh, that's John Penn with the Labor's Union. Nice guy, maybe, you know. But if I can rant and rave and give you hell, then oh, that's some guy from the union. You know? So I always left with a positive note, even if we disagree.
That was John Penn, who has just retired as vice president and Midwest regional manager of the Laborers International. The 74-year-old says he plans to do some traveling with his wife, but plans to stay in Bloomington Normal. He spoke with WGLT's Ryan Denham.